Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A patient with COVID-19 is currently in critical care at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau. KTOO reports that this is Juneau's second confirmed case of the virus. It's the first case of hospitalization related to coronavirus in Alaska. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says all other patients with confirmed cases of COVID-19 are recovering at home. State health officials say both of the people in Juneau who are sick appear to have caught the virus while traveling. According to a release from the city and borough of Juneau, the second patient recently visited Portland and Washington State. State and local health officials are working with the latest patient's family to track down people who may have recently come into contact with them. Heavy snowfall across a swath of the interior is pushing Fairbanks into near-record territory for March accumulation. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says, as of Tuesday, March 2020 was already Fairbanks' fifth snowiest.
The most snow that we've seen in the month of March occurred in 1991. That was 30.4 inches for the month. As of yesterday, we are up to 22.2 inches. And with the snow that continues to fall, it looks like we're going to be bumping those numbers up.
Cowan says Fairbanks is picking up several more inches of snow today, after which the forecast calls for it to clear out and get colder. More than 24 hours after the last Iditarod sled dog teams arrived in Nome, three fat tire bikers rode down Front Street around 11 p.m. Monday night, completing their own 1,000-mile race. KNOM reports that Casey Fagerquist, Jill Martindale, and Peter Inneman were the only individuals to finish this year's Iditarod Trail Invitational 1,000-mile race. They traveled together for about 400 miles of the journey. Fagerquist, Martindale, and Inneman completed their race in Nome with a time of 22 days, 7 hours, and 30 minutes. Inneman is from the Czech Republic, while Fagerquist and Martindale are Americans. Former Lieutenant Governor Valerie Neuralik Davidson will be the next president of Alaska Pacific University. KNBA reports that Davidson, who will take the post April 25th, will be the Anchorage-based Liberal Arts and Sciences College's first woman president. Davidson has a long history of working in Alaska Native leadership, health, education, law, and policy. Beginning in October 2018, Davidson served as Bill Walker's lieutenant governor until the end of his term. She was elected out of 21 candidates and one of three finalists for the APU position. In 2016, Alaska Pacific University formed a partnership with Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to explore steps to becoming a tribal college. I'm Dan Bross.